And ladies and gentlemen, I would like for you to hear a little bit of the Clark Sisters, just a little bit. I know you recognize this one. Yes, sir. Letting the Lord know he brought the sunshine. I tell you what, some singing sisters they are and were. Starting out when they were just young children with the late, great Mattie Moss Clark. Really, really leading the way. She was doing her thing in music and she really, really inspired her daughters to use their vocal cords to really sing, sing, sing. You know, one of the things that Dorinda Clark Cole talks about is the fact that in order for them to develop their singing skills, their talents, their abilities, they had to make some sacrifices. So there were times when they may have been wanting to play, as children do, when they had to come inside and rehearse. How many of you saw The Jacksons, the story about the Jackson 5? And you saw the times when they wanted to be playing, but Dad had them in rehearsing, practicing. Well, the Clark Sisters know something about that because they had to do the same thing. Wow, what can we say, though, about how that gift has just blessed so many over the years? I tell you what, they really, really have done so much for so many through their song ministry. And I tell you what, it's just so great that we're going to be graced with the presence of one of the Clark Sisters, Dorinda Clark Cole. As you heard Brianna and Sierra saying, Dorinda Clark Cole will be the featured performer this Saturday, June 15th, at Trinity CME Church, during the inaugural scholarship benefit concert for the King's Kids Christian Learning Academy. Dorinda Clark Cole, live and in living color.
Yes, he did. Anybody know he came too?
And of course, as Brianna and Sierra mentioned, we're really hoping that you all will help us make this a total success, because it is about the scholarships too. It is certainly about being blessed by Dorinda Clark Cole's song ministry, but it is also about the scholarships. It is a scholarship benefit concert. General admission, $25. This is for the early sales. Pre-sale for preferred seating, $35. General admission, $30. Preferred seating the day of, $40. You can go to kkcla.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets or feel free to call 706-231-7204. Get your tickets for this Saturday's benefit concert featuring the great Dorinda Clark Cole. too. What an interesting style. What a singer. What energy. You know I'm going to be letting you hear some more of that as we go. All right. In the meantime, I'd like for us to resume a discussion that we've begun with regards to helping the poor. As I mentioned, we do have some political leaders who are willing to help the poor. As many of you know, I'm in favor of doing what we can to help the wealthy remain strong, but I'm also very interested in helping to significantly strengthen the middle class and the poor. I still like what was happening for the wealthy and the middle class and the poor during the 1990s when Bill Clinton was in office. I tell you, it was a beautiful joint effort. President Clinton had some great ideas about boosting the economy and boosting people's incomes across all social classes. And fortunately, he had enough cooperation from Republicans and Democrats that it happened. All social classes were lifted up during that tenure, during that administration. We know that President Obama had some great ideas as well that would have helped everyone across all social classes. The wealthy would have remained strong. The middle class and the poor would have been made much better off. Unfortunately, though, President Obama did not have the support that President Clinton had. He had the support, both had the support from the Democrats. Unfortunately, the Republicans refused to support and to assist President Obama. And so, although he did much to help the nation, as many economists and others have pointed out, particularly with the Affordable Care Act, which was lifting up the economies of states where they embraced the Affordable Care Act, including expanding Medicaid, it improved individuals' economic well-being. Of course, the stimulus package that he offered the nation with the help of the Democrats helped to stave off a Great Depression. The economists and again others made that very clear to us. Had President Obama with the rest of the Democrats not enacted that stimulus package that the Republicans kept trying to dissuade, this nation would have gone from Great Recession into Great Depression. Fortunately, the stimulus package was pushed through and we were spared, this nation was spared another Great Depression. And think about this, had the nation gone through another Great Depression, what would have happened around the world, particularly with this global economy, America and another Great Depression, how would that have impacted other nations around the world? Thank you, Mr. President, President Obama, the Democrats for that stimulus package, for the Affordable Care Act. We know that there are many who hated the stimulus package. There are many who hate the Affordable Care Act. They fought it very, very hard. They're doing everything in their power to get rid of it. Now, we understand that. But at the same time, there are people who are working to help the poor. Now, they are the Democrats, and I told you, you know, I gave you some of their names, particularly in the Senate. And I want to start this conversation off today by revisiting one of the points that we made at the last discussion, and that is that the bill that these Democrats are proposing would lift 29 million people either above the poverty line or closer to it, including 11 million children. And again, this is with the expansion, the proposed expansion of the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit. They're looking at expanding both of those. And as a result, 29 million people would be moved closer to the poverty line. They'd still be below it, but they'd be closer to it than they are now. And others would be lifted above the poverty line. 29 million people would be affected in that positive way. And of those 29 million, 24 million white families. The incomes of an estimated 24 million white families would be boosted. Again, 9 million Latino families, 8 million black families, 2 million Asian American families. Can you imagine receiving a significant boost in income and still be below the poverty line? Why would anyone want people to suffer like that? Why would anyone keep raging, no, 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 we don't want minimum wage to be raised. We don't want these kinds of boosts, expansions of earned income tax credit and child tax credit. We don't want those things taking place. Why? What is going on in people's hearts and minds that they would say no to programs, to proposals to truly help American citizens? The Supplemental Poverty Measure, or SPM, Supplemental Poverty Measure, SPM, which most analysts view as more accurate than the official poverty measure and which counts refundable tax credits as income. That rate, that poverty rate, the overall SPM, Supplemental Poverty Measure rate, would decline from 14% to 12%. So, looking at some examples of where this would take us. A mother of a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old who makes $20,000 as a home health aide would see her CTC raised by child tax credit raised by $2,210. Her earned income tax credit would be raised by approximately $1,460. So this mother of a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old who's making $20,000 as a home health aide, with the expansion of these two bills, will see her combined gain sit somewhere around $3,670. Rounded up, almost $4,000. Let's just say $3,700. That would be significant for them. $3,700 per year. For a married couple, where one spouse makes $45,000 as an auto mechanic, and the other cares for their two young children full time, the bill would increase their earned income tax credit by about $1,460. They would also receive an additional $2,000 from the YCTC for a total gain of approximately $3,460. So let's just round it up to $3,500. Consider a fast food cook who works full time at the federal minimum wage and earns $14,500, just slightly above the poverty line for a single individual, which is estimated to be about $13,340 in 2019. The cook now pays more than $1,250 in combined federal income and employee side payroll taxes. As a result, the tax code pushes her below the poverty line. The current tax code, the one that the Republicans gave, I guess you could say, to the nation, the one that really, really helped the wealthy, but is hurting those who are not wealthy. This cook, single, earning approximately $14,500 with the current tax bill as it is, the tax code as it is, would push her below the poverty line. The bill that the Democrats are proposing would increase her earned income tax credit, or his earned income tax credit by about $1,530, so that person would no longer be taxed into poverty. Which one really sounds better to you? Be honest. Be honest now. Just be honest. Be open. Be honest. Which sounds better to you? The tax bill that the Republicans recently had passed and Donald Trump signed into law that taxes someone who's already poor literally into poverty, or a proposal that would help keep that person above the poverty line. Back in just a few.